Dr. Smith, what is TCAR?
TCAR is transcarotid arterial revascularization, and it is essentially a new age stent technique for treating carotid stenosis or carotid occlusion or narrowing. Conventional carotid endarterectomy was done with a large incision across the neck and clamp the vessel, physically shell out the plaque, and put a patch repair over top of it. Transfemoral stenting, where we went through the groin, was introduced in the 90s, where we went up through a vessel in the groin up into the neck and we would place a stent across. It was thought that that stenting procedure was going to replace carotid endarterectomy. However, didn't work out that way because of some associated high stroke risk. For the past several years, we've been doing now transcarotid arterial revascularization, which is a new age stent technique that's a hybrid combination of a small incision on the neck, about an inch long, where we gain direct access over the common carotid artery. The patient goes on flow reversal so that no debris or anything is allowed to travel into the brain while the stent is safely placed across the lesion and deployed into place and ballooned to appropriate size.
Who benefits from this particular procedure?
People that have blockages in the carotid artery that are of a high-grade disease, or patients who have had strokes that have more moderate plaques. So anybody that has some element of narrowing or plaque in their carotid artery could be a candidate potentially for TCAR.
How would you even know the person has a blocked carotid artery?
Patients who have had strokes, part of the standard protocol is to receive imaging with an ultrasound or a CAT scan, as a high rate of stroke originates in the carotid artery. So those are the symptomatic patients. The asymptomatic patients are a little bit more difficult to identify. But if we look at age being a predictor, as well as certain other medical problems such as high blood pressure, diabetes, smokers, high cholesterol, these are all risk factors put together with possibility of a detailed physical exam through medical doctor or your vascular surgeon, and we can then refer you for testing with the ultrasound or the CAT scan to properly identify these lesions and prevent a future stroke in that case.
So why is TCAR better than some of the other procedures?
Well, it's a minimally invasive technique with a very small incision. And the number one thing that is exciting about TCAR is that it's offered into a population of people who may have previously been deemed too high risk. So it opens the opportunity for people that weren't going to receive open operations with a carotid endarterectomy. And it also does that with achieving an exceedingly low stroke risk rate itself. So these procedures, there's plaque in the carotid artery, which may cause a stroke, but there's associated stroke risk by doing the procedure itself. And out of the three major modalities of carotid endarterectomy, transfemoral stenting, and now TCAR, TCAR carries the lowest associated stroke risk.
Can you walk me through the procedure?
I make a small incision near the collarbone, about 1 inch. I gain direct access to the carotid artery at that level. I then introduce a sophisticated IV directly into the carotid artery. That's connected to a piece of tubing that I put into an IV in your groin as well. There's a motor connected within this whole system from the IV in your carotid through the IV tubing into a pump into the vein in your groin, and it has a filter box in it. So before we start to touch the plaque that could break off and travel to your brain and cause a stroke, before that is engaged in any way, we go on flow reversal. So for a few minutes, blood is no longer allowed to flow in its normal course from your neck up to your brain, but rather we're reversing it from your brain back into your neck and out through this filter box system, and then giving it back into you into your femoral vein. And this is really the point of how TCAR works, and it provides such an exceedingly low stroke risk. It's this cerebral protection with blood flow reversal.
How long does it take?
So standardly, the procedure takes about an hour. It's done in the operating room. Patients typically spend one night in the hospital and are discharged home the next day. Their recovery is, very expedited compared to that of carotid endarterectomy or other larger procedures with bigger cuts. Patients go home on no narcotics. They see me in follow-up in 2 weeks, and it minimally affects their life.
And finally, anything to add?
It's exciting to us because it's explained to me that we're the first in Northeast Philadelphia that it's being done. It really is a cutting edge advanced technique that we're able to bring, and we've been able to bring it with great success to Nazareth Hospital.
Wonderful. Dr. Smith, thank you.